we're back at the half, and the band continues to do a great job. They've got the theme from Batman playing. And I hope you could hear it on the crowd, Mike. And we've got two of the best teams in the state here at the Class B level in Sunnyside Christian and DeSales. The Knights in the road maroon uniforms and the gold trim. The Irish in the home white with the gold numerals and the green trim. And we've got what I think is an excellent Blue Mountain League officiating crew out here tonight. Bill Fleener, Jack Bailey, and Jason Richard will make the calls tonight in this contest. It should be a very good one. The Irish boys are 12-0, but they've struggled a bit lately. In their last three of their last four games, they've gotten off to very slow offensive starts against Pomeroy, Waitsburg, and Mackay. In three of their last four games, the Sales boys have had 25 or fewer points at the half. The Irish have been scoring a lot of points this year. After Mackay held them to 54 in the season opener, they had 80, 69, 77, 72, 84, 81, 76, and 68 in that Palmer game when they were held to 25 in the first half and exploded for 43 in the second half. But their last two of their last three games, a 59-56 win over Mackay and a 55-42 win over Waitsburg. They've really struggled offensively. And then in a wild shootout against Prescott, they won 77-55, were never really threatened. But Julio Almanzar scored 29 points on the Sales. Nobody could seem to guard him. And that's where, you know, offensively, I think you're going to struggle at times during the season. But quite frankly, in my opinion, it's defense that DeSales has struggled with lately. On the ball, when there's a chance for the steal, I think DeSales defensively is as good as anybody. But they have struggled to play good defense off the ball and in the low post. So let's see if they have an improved effort defensively tonight against a very good Sunnyside Christian Knight ball club. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about those Sunnyside Christian Knights more specifically on 100.7 FM KHSF.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For more than 50 years now, Dale Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Low-pressure salespeople, high customer satisfaction ratings, and tightly controlled overhead. Just a few of the reasons why Dale Graves has been a community leader in the automobile business for so long. Dale Graves, Inc. Pontiac Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at the Sales High School. As I look down and watch the teams warm up, I see Dean Wagoner, the Knight Tech coach. He's wearing an Oklahoma University football jersey. I asked him earlier why, and he said, hey, it's homecoming for us. They don't have a football program, so their homecoming, they do it during the winter. And today's dress-up day was school colors day, and he's an Oklahoma Sooner fan, so he's wearing that. He's got a very good club. They're 13-1. Their only loss was to Riverside Christian in a league game. Both Sunnyside Christian and Riverside Christian went to the state tournament last year. They're a very good program. As I mentioned, Sunnyside has gone 6 years in a row, and it looks like they've got a great chance to go again. And his team plays Riverside Christian again this Friday. So they're using this as a tune-up, and it should be a good one. last weekend. They beat Klickitat 69-28 and pounded LaSalle 74-47. Key players for their on their roster. They have four seniors. Their two key guys, Jordan Hawk, a 6'1" senior, and Chad Den Boer, a 6'3" junior. Chad is the younger brother of Lance Den Boer, who's the all-time leading scorer in the state of Washington. Graduated a couple years ago and went to Washington State University, and then this year he transferred to Central Washington. In fact, Lance Den Boer came down to the Sales a couple years ago, and the Irish shut him down and beat him. And that year, I think the Knights won the state championship. In fact, the Sales has won the last two meetings between these two clubs. They won last year by a score of 58-51. And in that game, those two key players, Hawk and Den Boer. Hawk in the first half scored 17 points. In fact, he had 12 in the first quarter, scored only 3 in the second half, but he finished with 20 points and 8 rebounds for the game. Den Boer was held to just 2 points in the first half, scored 12 for the game, so he had 10 points in the second half, but no other player gave much help. A kid named DeVries, who was a senior last year, had 9 points, but other than that, no player had more than 2 points for the night. So Dean Wagoner, I'm sure, is getting more production from the rest of his club. Jordan Hawk, a 6'1 senior, and Chad Den Boer, 6'3 junior, just as good about anybody at this level offensively. Well, we're going to take one more quick break. When we come back, we'll announce the starting lineup and have the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you have a teenager who will be driving soon? Be prepared for sticker shock. Not for the car, for the auto insurance premium. Ron and Laura Long at Walla Walla Defensive Driving can help you. As state-certified driving instructors, they know that their driver's education courses can play a pivotal role in teaching your teen the driving skills needed on today's roads to keep safe, legal, and citation-free, which in turn will minimize your insurance premiums. For more information, call Walla Walla Defensive Driving at 527-8900. That's 527-8900. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the starting lineups have just been announced. As the teams huddle up, I'll give the lineups to you. For DeSales, Nick Conley, the 5'11 senior, will start. 13 points when these teams played last year. Casey Worth, the 5'11 junior, didn't score against Sunnyside. Cesar Lopez, 5'10 senior, he had 15 points, including 6 of 7 free throw shooting in that win up in Sunnyside. Nick Richard, a 6-foot senior, will start. Ben Wall, the 6'2 junior. For the night, Sean Tudor, a 5'11 senior, will start. Chad Den Boer, the 6'3 junior. Andrew Shute, a 6'1 senior, will start. Jordan Hawk, a 6'1 senior. And Derek Vandergraff, a 6'3 senior. So Dean Wagoner starts 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors and a junior. Both teams like the up-tempo game, so it should be up and down the floor all night long. But last year up at Sunnyside, it was a low-scoring game for these two clubs, 58-51. So on paper, you'd expect a high-paced, up-tempo, high-scoring game. We'll see what happens. Bill Fleener throws it up, and controlling the tip is Hawk into backcourt to Den Boer. Den Boer now to Tudor. Down left baseline, it's Andrew Shute with the balls. I start to get the names and the numbers squared away. In the corner, it's Hawk with the left-handed dribble. Cut off, kicks it out to Den Boer. Three-pointer in and out, rebound. Nick Richard clears it. Now to Nick Conley. Irish want to run. Conley pass ahead for Wall, stolen by a streaking Hawk. Jordan Hawk hustling back into the passing lane. Nick Conley couldn't squeeze it in there to Ben Wall. In the corner it goes to Shute. Shute drives baseline, tough right-hander off the glass, and he scores it. 7:18 to go. Down low, Ben Wall left wide open, hesitated, took the shot, blocked, got it back, misses again. Rebound, Tudor. Ahead it goes to Andrew Shute. Shute to Hawk. To Den Boer. Swing it to Tudor on the right wing. He'll hold it up to Sales in a sagging man-to-man defense. Down low to DeVries. Protected Vandergraff. Shot inside, won't go. Rebound tip. Nick Richard clears it. Nice board by Nick Richard, this burly 6-foot senior. He's got it at the top of the key, left wide open. He'll shoot the three. It's off the mark. Won't go. Rebound to Andrew Shute. He tries to save it before falling out of bounds, and he drug his foot. Traveling called on the Knights. 2-0 Sunnyside Christian, 6:42 to go first quarter. DeSales will inbound down to my right under their own basket. They lob it into Nick Richard. He's got it and scores it. Ben Wall posts up, sets the screen, draws the defense. Nick Richard gets the easy put up on the lob in the middle. Out high it goes to Vandegraaff. They'll sag off him. He'll penetrate, kick in the left corner to Den Boer. Now to shoot. Now Den Boer with it. Den Boer with Nick Conley on him. Vandegraaff now with the ball. He'll shoot left baseline, 16-footer, won't go. Nick Richard, Nick Conley collide, rebound goes to Vandegraaff, kicks it to Tudor. Now they swung it all the way around the left side to Shoot, who drives in the right side again and scores it twice in a row. Andrew Schutz has gone baseline and scored a lay-in. 4-2, Knights, 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Deep left wing, Lopez has it. Looking inside now, up top to Conley. Conley tries to drive, kick out right side, Worth. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ben Wall's got it, puts it back in. Ben Wall and Nick Richard kept it alive. Wall with a strong put back. We're tied at four. That's one thing the Sales can do is play more physical inside, and nothing against Sunnyside Christian's physical play, but no football program at the Knights, and that does make a difference. We've got a whistle and traveling called as Vandegraaff tried to drive. Because on that last sequence, you had two all-conference / all-state football players, Nick Richard and Ben Wall, and too much muscle inside. Nick Conley between the circles with it. Now deep right wing to Worth. Worth, one dribble, shoots a 17-footer. Off the iron, won't go. Long rebound. Cesar Lopez is going to beat Den Boer to the ball. Now Den Boer strips him in the corner. Nice steal by Chad Den Boer. We're tied at four, 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Nick Conley pressures Den Boer as he comes across half court. Now he leads it off for Shoot. Shoot on the drive, gives it to Hawk. Hawk will drive. Pulls up from 14 on the left side. He's got it. Just dribble drive around the horn. Left to right, right to left. And the third time, Hawk took it all the way down in on the 14-footer and hit it. Knights up 6-4. 4:40 to go in the quarter. Lopez drives, gets it to Wall. Wasn't ready for it, and Den Boer is going to get it. Ben Wall, hands not quite ready to grab that pass from Lopez. Vandegraaff in the corner. It goes to Shoot. Now to Vandegraaff up top to Hawk. Hawk tries to cross over against Lopez. Loses it. Gets it back. Then Nick Richard knocks it away. But they say last touch by Sunnyside Christian. Andrew Shoot had a chance to maybe grab it. Felt it went off white. 6-4, the Knights with the ball. Casey Worth sits down, and Matt Pizzari comes in. Also, Michael Richard and Gavin Spees as Lopez and Worth and Wall all sit down. Gavin Spees, the ball penetrates. Nice pass inside, but it's stolen by Hawk. Nice defense by Hawk. Up court to Vandegraaff. Vandegraaff will lay it up. It goes off the rim. Rebound, Nick Conley. Irish want to run. Michael Richard is wide open down the middle. Hawk slaps it away again. This time it goes to Den Boer, back to Hawk. Hawk is an excellent defensive player. Loses his footing, keeps his dribble, gets it to Vandegraaff. Great play by Hawk. They swing it to Den Boer. Two players fly at him. One of them falls down. He swings it to Shoot. Long shot won't go. Rebound inside tip. It goes off of Tudor's shoulder. But Hawk, he's a great player. He's in the lane. He's broken up three passes now. He went the other way, skidded on his shins, kept the dribble alive, and got the Knights into a situation where they could get a shot up. First substitute for Sunnyside Christian, Matthew Hawk, a 5'11 junior, comes in for Andrew Shoot. Irish down 6-4, 3:45 to go in a low-scoring first quarter. Right wing by Gavin Spees. Long jumper won't go. Michael Richard tips it, but it's going to go out of bounds through the Sunnyside Christian cheerleaders. And Jack Bailey says red ball. And Caesar checks back in quickly for Nick Conley. So we have two Hawks on the court. Jordan the senior, Matthew the junior. Then Coach Wagoner feels he goes seven deep on his club. The Irish feel they go about nine deep. Up high goes to the younger of the Hawks. Penetration cut off by Fazari. Now Vandegraaff with it. Gets it to Tudor. He'll look at a three. He'll take the three. Hot iron won't go. Rebound Vandegraaff inside. He scores it. Nobody blocked out. Derek Vandegraaff from the 6'3 senior hits it, and the Knights have the early 8-4 lead. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Down low to Michael Richards. Kicks it back out to Fazari. Matt, one dribble cut off. Now up top to Gavin Spees. Loses the ball, gets it back near half court. Sliding after the steal with Hawks. Didn't get it. Now to Lopez. Three-pointer from the left corner won't go. I think we're going to get Nick Richard with the push as he was pushing Tudor in the back. Nick's first foul. First foul of the game. 2:51 to go first quarter. Irish down 8-4. Matthew Hawk with the ball. Matt Fazari on him as he comes across the timeline. The Sales undefeated, ranked number 3. The Knights 13-1, ranked number 6. Spees knocks it away from Hawk and out of bounds in the far corner of the gym. Football coaches Brian Amata and Tom Richard down there guarding the door. Hawk down low for Vandegraaff, knocked away by Michael Richard, but Vandegraaff gets it back. Good defense by Michael. Up high goes to Matthew Hawk. Tries to get Fazari in the air. He'll drive the basket. We've got a whistle and a hand check foul called on Matt Fazari. His first, second on the Sale. 2:32 to go in the first quarter. They get it to Vandegraaff at the elbow. Lopez on him. Down low for Hawk. Hawk and Dembura are both there. Hawk's got it in the corner to Tudor. Down low to Vandegraaff. Backs in on Wall. The late footer won't go. Gavin Spees goes high for the board. Cesar Lopez directs traffic as the Irish in transition. 2:18 to go. Irish down 8-4. In the right corner goes to Fazari. Matt will take the three over Tudor, and he's got it. Matt, a little shake and bake. Looked like he was going to pass it. Tudor backs off. Matt hit the three, and the Irish are within one at 8-7. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Deep right wing, it goes to Vandegraaff. Up high to Matt Hawk. They leave him wide open for three. Out there, it won't go. Vandegraaff with the offensive rebound, his second one. Now to Tudor, and they'll reset. Now back in the corner to Vandegraaff. Long cross-court pass to Dembora. Goes baseline, cut off, kick out to Matt Hawk. One dribble pulls up from 17. Off the iron won't go. Rebound, Gavin Spees. Two nice boards for Gavin, the 6-foot senior. 6-1, actually. Fazari with the ball now. Top of in the corner now to Spees. Pass inside, knocked away from Wall. Ball's loose on the deck. Tudor and Wall after it. Quick whistle, jump ball is the call. Arrow in favor of DeSale. Casey Wirth checks in. Matt Fazari is out. Tudor checks out, and Jordan Hawk checks back in. So the Hawk brothers, Dembura, Vandegraaff, and on the floor, along with Shute. Shot on the inbound play by Michael Richard. He hits a nice soft touch by the left-handed sophomore, and DeSales has their first lead of the game at 9-8. 1:13 to go in the first quarter. Hawk on the drive, kicks in the corner to Dembura. Lopez flies at him. Now back in the corner to Hawk. Hawk, pressure by Gavin Spees. Pass inside to Dembura. He shoots it out to Shute, and it goes through his hands and out of bounds. And the Irish are putting a lot of pressure on Hawk and Dembura. Jordan Hawk has 2 points. Dembura has not scored. And they're trying to force the rest of the Knights to do the damage. And they... Sunnyside Christian turns it over. Michael Richard gets the ball from behind the band equipment. The band is taking a well-deserved break. And just under a minute, the Irish bring in the front court, and Casey Wirth just throws in the back court. They wanted the wheel play. Greg Fazari very frustrated. Nick Connolly, between the circles, threw it to Casey Wirth, and Casey grabbed it and threw it right back, and Nick Connolly wasn't looking. So the Irish had the lead and the ball and turned it over. Greg Fazari just stomps down to the other end of the bench. Now he sits back down. Dembura high between the circles with the ball. Conley on him. He has to give it up to Vandegraaff. Vandegraaff between the leg with the dribble. Now to Hawk. Shoots with it. Now outside to Dembura. He'll fire the three on the right wing, and he hits it. Dembura's first points of the game, the 6'3 junior. 11-9, Sunnyside Christian back in the lead. Conley swings it left side to Lopez. Lopez holding the ball up high to Ben Wall. Swing it right side to Nick Richards. Michael is checked out. Up high to Casey Wirth. Casey tries to drive, kick out to Nick Connolly. Three on the way, off the iron won't go. Nick Richard fighting with Shute for the rebound. He's got it. His outlet stolen by Nick Connolly. Kick out to Casey Wirth for three. He's got it. Nick Connolly with the steal. Casey Wirth with the three. And it's the final seconds. I wasn't watching the clock. That was basically a buzzer beater. Nick Connolly creates it. And the Irish have a 12-11 lead after 8 minutes. We'll take a break on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is the place to go for comprehensive vision care for your entire family. If you're looking for quality eyewear or contact lenses, the doctors and staff at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic want to help you. Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is a proud sponsor of DeSales High School Athletics and wishes the Irish student athletes the best of luck this season. For an appointment or a question concerning your eye care, please call 529-1153 or stop by at 1711 Dalles Military Road to see us at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic.
We know you've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes.
We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes.
We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new.
We've developed a pasta masterpiece just for you.
Pasta with creamy, smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese.
Plus linguica spices it up by a few degrees.
It's called the Kelly Rotelli and will only be offered for a while.
Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Boys! Save us some for the customers!
Mamma mia!
Bazzari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, a quickly played first quarter. Neither team shoots a free throw. The Irish up 12-11 on a Casey Worth three after Nick Connolly sold the outlet pass after a Knight rebound right at the end of the quarter. Matthew Hawk with the ball as the Knights have the ball to start the second quarter. Shoot with it now up high to Hawk. That's the older of the Hawks, Jordan. Goes left side, loses it, but right to his brother Matthew. Matt drives in, kicks it up high to Denbor. Now left corner to Hawk. Drops it, picks it back up, pass down low to shoot. He loses it out of bounds. He and Ben Wall collided a little bit, no call. So starters, Jordan Hawk, Chad Denbor, shoot and Tudor, along with the reserve, Matthew Hawk. For DeSales, Nick Connolly, Cesar Lopez, Ben Wall, Nick Richard, and Casey Worth. We've got a pushing away from the ball. And Ben Wall, he likes it. He likes to push and shove. The Knights don't seem to like it too much, and they call Chad Denbor for the push foul. That's the first foul on the Knights in the game. They get inside to Ben Wall. Gets Denbor in the air. Can't hit the shot. Nick Richard keeps the rebound alive. We've got a whistle and a foul as the ball was knocked out of Nick's hands. And the foul is on Andrew Shute, his first. 12-11. The Sales with the ball leading by one just underway in the second quarter. They look to lob it inside again. This time they cut it off on the inbound. Nick Connolly with it. Dribbles into the lane, cut off at the foul line. Now to Nick Richard. He'll take one dribble up high to Casey Worth. Casey tries to take Tudor down low. Can't do it. Now kick right wing to Lopez. Matt Hawk on him. Lopez, crossover dribble in the lane. Tough shot, won't go. Jump stop, threw it up in an air ball. Drew a lot of contact. Shoot with the rebound, outlet to Denbor. Now in the corner to Tudor. Pass down low to Hawk. Hawk goes up and in over Nick Richard. They really are attacking that left baseline. That's Jordan Hawk has four. Lopez from 17 the other way. In and out, stays out. He's got a rebound foul inside. And I think it's going to be on Ben Wall for pushing off. It's going to be very physical inside. Ben's first, third on to Sales. And Gavin Spees is going to check on in for Ben Wall. 13-12. The Sunnyside Christian Knights have scored the only points here of the second quarter. The Sales looks like they want to press against this dead ball. Now they kind of back off to half court, and he'll play straight man. So token pressure. Matthew Hawk, the only reserve who's been in the game for the Knights, brings it up. Now down low, they've got it to Hawk, and he's fouled. Jordan Hawk, a 6'1 senior, is a well-built kid, and he really backed in on Gavin Spees. Bees is first, fourth on the Sales, and our first free throws of the game come at the 6:34 mark of the first half. Jordan Hawk, who has 4 points, will shoot 2 free throws. He seems to favor the left hand, but he shoots the free throw right-handed. Good player, can use both hands well. Michael Richard will check in for Ben Wall. Mike, 6'1 sophomore. Hawk's first free throw is off the mark. Second free throw is also off the mark, and Casey Worth with the rebound. He'll push it up court. Now Tudor will cut him off, and he'll back it out to the top of the key. Left winger now to Nick Richards. Looking for a cutter down low. It's Gavin Spees, but the pass is wide and out of bounds. Gavin trying to post up. Nick Richard wide with the pass. Another turnover on DeSales. Inbound it to Tudor. Again, the Irish just kind of showing some pressure and then backing off. Matthew Hawk gives it to his older brother, Jordan. He dribbles in the lane, gets himself in the air, kicks it back out to Matthew. Matthew on the drive goes all the way in, up on Michael Richards, can't score it. Matthew Hawk took the ball from outside the three-point line on the left side and got all the way to the rack before anybody challenged him. The Irish got caught in a little clear-out situation. And Matthew Hawk will try to do better than his brother at the free throw line. And he hits the first one. Sunnyside Christian up 14-12. Cesar Lopez checks in for Nick Conley. And Aaron Vandegraaff, the 5'11 sophomore, checks in for the first time for the Knights. And Andrew Shute will sit down. Worth also comes out. Matt Fazari comes in. Cesar Lopez, their leading scorer, is yet to score in this game. And Matt Hawk hits them both. Cesar averaging 14 a game, but last weekend, 8 against Waitsburg and 12 against Prescott in a game where he didn't play a lot. 8 points is lowest of the season, the only time he's been under double figures. Gavin Spees dumps it in nicely to Mike Richard. He can't finish, and now he got a rebound foul. Gavin Spees laid a perfect pass into Mike Richard, and he couldn't finish it. Now on the rebound, on the loose ball, the foul is on Sean Tudor, his first, third on the Knights. The Irish will inbound under their basket. Michael Richard, Matt Fazari, Gavin Spees, Nick Richard, and Lopez in the game. They get into Michael Richard. Hands it back to Lopez. Cesar will back it out. Top now. Deep right wing goes to Gavin Spees. Penetrates, draws a double team, leaves it for Michael Richard, and this time he lays it in. Nice pass by Gavin Spees. He drew the baseline double team and just underhand dropped it between the trap to Michael Richard. 15-14 Knights as the Irish get their first points in the second quarter. Michael Richard slaps the pass away, but it goes right to Matthew Hawk. Now he hands it to Tudor. Dribble drive, 16-footer, blocked by Michael Richard to Nick Richard. Nice job by Michael to Lopez. Up court to Gavin Spees. Down low to Michael Richards. Turns a little 5-footer on the baseline. He's got it. Michael Richard is getting going. That's what he's got to do more of. He hits back-to-back buckets. He can elevate over anybody that Sunnyside Christian has. A moment ago, he had the ball in the same spot and handed it right back to Lopez. That time, he shoots it. The Irish back on top, 16-15. 5 minutes to go in the half. Hawk, the older Hawk, drives cut off. Now it goes to Vandegraaff, the younger of the Vandegraaffs, the 5'11 sophomore, still on the dribble. Now high to Jordan Hawk. Now he gets it to Matthew Hawk. In the lane, jump stop, tough shot, rolls over the front rim and in. And Matthew Hawk has had two nice drives to the basket. So off the dribble, the Knights get into the rim. 17-16 as the lead changes hands again. Lopez up high with the ball, picks up his dribble. Now deep right wing to Matt Fazari. It's been a good game so far. Fazari drives baseline. He's fouled, and they call the basket good. The contact and the foul. One shot for Matt Fazari, and Dean Wagoner doesn't like it. They collided as he was going up. The foul is on Tudor, his second, and Matt Fazari having a good first half. He's got 5 points and one free throw, so the subs will come in, shoot, and the older of the Vandegraaffs, Derek, the 6'3 senior, come in. Den Boer and Tudor sit down. Dean Wagoner giving Jason Richard an earful about the three-point opportunity that Matt Fazari is getting. And Matt can't make it count. He misses it in and out. Vandegraaff with the rebound as Nick Conley tried to steal it away from him. Jordan Hawk gets it to Matthew Hawk. Matthew across the timeline with Matt Fazari on him. Now deep right wing to Vandegraaff. They'll sag off him. Now to the younger Vandegraaff. We've got two Hawks, two Vandegraaffs, and a shoot out there for the night. Matthew Vandegraaff between the circles, between the legs of the dribble. Now to Vandegraaff on the right wing. Now up high to the younger Vandegraaff at 5'11". He kicks in the corner to Matthew Hawk. He's on the dribble drive, cut off. Fazari and Spees collide. Spees hits the deck. That leaves guys open. Vandegraaff shoots a long shot, won't go. Michael Richard with the rebound. Off to Nick Conley. Goes hard, baseline left side. And we've got a whistle and a blocking foul on Matt Hawk. That's Matt first, sixth on the Knights now, fifth on the Knights. Irish with the ball and a one-point lead. Well, Irish undefeated, ranked number 3. The Hawks, the Knights of Sunnyside Christian, 13-1, ranked number 6, and they are playing a very good even game right now, 18-17, DeSales with the lead. Lopez looks to get it inbounds, goes in the corner to Michael Richard, up high and out to Casey Worth on the left wing, in the corner to Lopez. Shoot right on him, down low to Michael Richard, he lays it in. They drew the defense out to the arc. Lopez, a pretty pass to Michael Richard. Mike's got 6 straight points. The Irish up 20-17. 3:34. The biggest lead for DeSales in this game. Den Boer shoots a 3 in and out. Rebound tipped out of Fees' hand, but knocked away from him by Vandegraaff and out of bounds. So the Irish, who trailed 8-4, giving the Knights their big lead early of 4 points. The Irish now have their biggest lead at 3. with the ball. Lopez gets away from Hawk, who tried for the steal, fires the three, won't go, and Lopez knocks it away from Hawk on the rebound, but hit him on the hand and fouled him. Caesars first, six on DeSales. The good news is it's on six different players. No DeSales players more than one foul. The Irish will show that pressure again. Let's see if it's token. Yes, it is, and Jordan Hawk will push into the front court to Denbor. Now Hawk gets it back, kicks in the corner to shoot. Jordan Hawk likes the physical play. He takes it to the hoop hard. Matthew Hawk, the younger brother, who can also drive, got it. Left wing now to shoot. All the Sunnyside players seem to be good off the dribble. In the corner goes to Hawk, kicks it back out to shoot. He drives in a little five-footer. He's got it. Shoot just went all the way to the glass. Time after time, DeSales doesn't seem to help on the drive. 20-19, the Irish with the ball and a one-point lead, 2:38 to go in the first half. Deep left wing to Wirth. Goes baseline, leaves it for Nick Conley. Gets the defender in the air, drives into the lane, shot in and out. Rebound by Jordan Hawk. Up the shoot, they've got a two-on-two. Shoot goes right by Lopez and lays it in. Shoot really exploded off the dribble. I think Lopez said, hey, I might size you up and steal it. And Shoot just blew by him. And now just like that, the Knights lead at 21-20. In the lane to Michael Richard. Running one-hander, won't go. Rebound tip to Denbor. Here come the Knights on a little run of their own. They went from down three to up one here in the last about 40 seconds. Matthew Hawk to Vandegraaff. Looks inside for Denbor. Ball tipped away. Nick Conley's got it. Three Knights are back. Let's see what Nick does. Tries to get Hawk in the air. Slips, keeps his balance, though, and gets it to Michael Richard. Now back to Nick Conley. Irish trail by one inside 2 minutes to go. Conley between the dribble, legs shake and bake. Ball stripped by Denbor. Ball's loose. Shoots. Got it. Nick trying to do too much on the dribble. Got it stripped. Matthew Hawk in the front court to shoot. In the corner to Denbor. Back to shoot. Up high to Matthew Hawk. Nick Conley sags off him. Hawk tries to drive, can't do it, now to Vandegraaff. At 6'3", he goes baseline, little five-footer blocked. Went behind the backboard, but didn't hit anything, and it went right to Cesar Lopez. Lopez gets Hawk in the air, leans into one from 14, in and out, stays out, tip. Lopez has got it in the left corner, left open from three. Air ball, rebound, shoot. Now to Denbor, we're down to a minute to go in the second quarter. Both teams look a bit tired, leaving things short on the shot right now. In the corner, Denbor wide open for three. Off the iron won't go. Mike Richard with a rebound. Michael's having a good first half. In transition, they got three on two. Michael leaves it for Casey Wirth, gets Denbor in the air and puts it in. Nice pass by Michael Richard. Nice patience by Casey Wirth. The Irish back in front. Gavin Spees tips it, but Shoots got it. Now he's trapped on the baseline. Kicks it out high to Denbor. Swing it to Matt Hawk. Three on the way by the junior. He's got it. They rotated away from the double team, and Matt Hawk got seven in the quarter. The down low quickly to Michael Richard. He's fouled, and they're blocked by Denbor. Denbor says, no way. Jack Bailey says, yes way. And that's Denbor's second foul, and Michael Richard, who has six in the quarter, will shoot two free throws. Irish down 24-22. 28.4 seconds left to go in a very entertaining first half. Matt Hawk, the 5'11 junior off the Knights bench, has scored 7 points in this quarter. Michael Richard, sophomore off the DeSales bench, has six of his own. He misses the first free throw. Nick Richard and Matt Fazzari come in. Wirth and Lopez will sit down for the final 28 seconds of the first half. 24-22 Knights. Michael Richard will try to pull the sales within one here. He's a 60% free throw shooter. Second one is off the mark as well. And the younger Vandegraaff, who's in the game now, Andrew, gets the rebound. He'll bring it into front court. The Knights will spread the floor and play for a shot, most likely. Matthew Hawk with it. Now to Vandegraaff. 24-22, the Knights with the ball. Dean Wagoner up off the Knights bench in that Oklahoma Sooner jersey. Directing traffic. Now Hawk will drive with 5 seconds. Cut off, gets it to Denbor. Denbor goes right side, cuffs up, deep footer. He's got it at the buzzer. That's just the way you draw it up. The Irish got a buzzer beater from Casey Wirth to end the first quarter. Denbor hits one for the Knights, and they lead it 26-22 at the half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
American West Bank, your local community bank supporting our area youth. Because we believe in the importance of our young people, families, and community. Come discover the difference where our people care. At American West Bank, bucking the trend of the big bank attitudes, where you can call the bank during the workday and talk to a friendly person instead of an automated answering machine. American West Bank, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of Irish Athletics.
Time. We all need more time. What we really need is a grocery store that helps us to use our time better. If you have some grocery shopping to do, come on down to locally owned Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. You'll find fresh, locally grown produce, service that is second to none, and while you're shopping, you can take care of your AT&T and power bills, pick up some stamps at our post office, even ship your UPS packages. You'll save money and time. Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. Community supporters for a generation and honored sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is a crucial part of the game right here, and they have got to make the right call. Chip, what do you do here?
Well, that's easy. They got to go with the 10,550.
You get over 10,000 minutes a month. Then you can go bang right over here, and you get 500 minutes a month free. Or you can go here, or boom, right here, or bang, right here. And it's wide open in all 50 states. You get over 10,000 minutes. It's a no-brainer. Inland Cellular, it's for you.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back at the half as the Irish band entertains a very good crowd tonight. It's been a pretty much a full house. And, you know, the last couple games over the last weekend, I talked about what a great entertaining doubleheader this should be between the Sunnyside Christian Knights and the DeSales Irish. The girls got the win 52-48. The Irish boys down 26-22 at the half. And it's been a very good first half. The Irish boys undefeated, the Knights at 13-1. Both teams ranked among the top 10 in the state. Both teams went to the state tournament last year. That was 6 years in a row for Sunnyside Christian. They've got a great boys program. And it was a close first quarter. The Irish took a 12-11 to lead on a buzzer beater by Casey Worth after Nick Conley had made a steal in the corner to get it to Worth for three. The biggest lead of that quarter was 8-4 by Sunnyside Christian's Knights. Then in the second quarter, behind 6 points by Michael Richard, the Irish went up to their biggest lead. I think it was 20-17. But then the Knights would score the last 9 of the last 11 points in the quarter, including a buzzer beater by Chad Den Boer, as the Knights ran down the last about 25 seconds of the half, and they outscored DeSales 15-10 in the second quarter to lead it to half 26-22. So that's our scoring summary. When we come back, we'll be visiting with Irish girls head coach Tim Duncan as his girls move to 10-4 with that 52-48 win. We'll be talking about that when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Better ideas, better banking. We at Banner Bank are committed to creating the best Northwest banking franchise by delivering superior customer value. Our people will be empowered to provide exceptional personal service and quality products to each of the communities they serve. Plus, with our full suite of online banking services at bannerbank.com, you have the ability to handle many transactions whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Banner Bank, serving the Northwest.
Buying a used car isn't as tough as you might think. Hi, this is Kirk Williams from Your Ford Connection. At Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla, we pride ourselves in having the best pre-owned selection at our two locations. We show you the wholesale book so you can make an informed decision and always get a deal that you can be proud of. And we accept all trade-ins. We have certified sales professionals and master certified technicians, which means better service before and after your purchase. Find better cars, better deals, and better service at Pendleton Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Ford of Walla Walla. Your Ford Connection.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Phil Smith, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730, located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton. That's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
A lot of people who don't own a pet want to, but before you share your house with a cat or dog, ask yourself if you have time for a pet. The American Animal Hospital Association says cats need 30 to 60 minutes of your time per day. Dogs need more than an hour per day on average. Pet ownership is a serious bond requiring the time and energy to feed, clean, handle, train, exercise, and take your pet to the veterinarian regularly. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, either it's too hot or too cold or doesn't smell quite right in the locker room, but both teams are back out on the floor already, and we're not even halfway through this halftime period. We've got the Irish girls head coach Tim Duncan with us. His girls win 52-48 to go to 10-4 on the season in what I thought was their final non-leaguer, but it's not, and we'll let Mr. Duncan explain that to you. Tim, your girls did some good things, and obviously the free throw shooting isn't what you like, and they had a little trouble closing out the game there at the end with some turnovers, but it's a win, and talk to our listeners about your impressions of the contest.
Well, you know, it's like we were saying, I thought we played hard. You know, there were just times we just didn't play very smart, and fundamentally we didn't play very well. We didn't block out very well. Fundamentally, our footwork wasn't very good on defense. Our rotation wasn't very good on defense. I thought we expended a lot of energy, and I thought we played hard. Again, at the end, you know, probably our best defensive possession, though, was with about 3 minutes to go, they called a timeout. We really needed to get a stop there. They had something set up, and we forced them deep into the shot clock. And it was good to get that good defensive possession that late. But then, yeah, we committed some turnovers down the stretch. The game shouldn't have been that close.
Well, the free throws is why it shouldn't have been that close. You guys shot 2 of 14 in the second quarter. So you're way, again, you're way better from three-point land, and we are joking about this. We hit, I think, 8 three-pointers again. I started to put bees by some of them, and my comment during the game was is maybe our girls should back up to the top of the circle when they shoot their free throws, but I'm sure you'll get that figured out. You got a busy schedule, and you told me it just got a little busier. You've got Tri-City Prep Friday, which the game your girls should handle.
Right.
Then you travel to Dayton for a real key Blue Mountain League matchup.
Right.
Talk about your preparations for Dayton, and then go ahead and tell us about the addition to your schedule.
Well, you know, against Dayton, obviously, they got a couple people we really got to concentrate on, the Turner girl and the Lambert girl. And then we've got to be ready to handle their press better than we did early in the game here at the Sales. So they did a good job pressing us early in the game when we played them here. And so we'll work on those things and continue to work on blocking out so we can definitely take care of the boards against them. We got to keep Turner off of the board. We got a game scheduled tonight with Sunnyside Christian. We scheduled it for Monday over there.
And that replaces the Heppner contest.
And that sets us up with a real busy schedule. And, you know, it's kind of a challenge for our kids. And I like to do it. And I didn't even hesitate when the guy asked if that was okay with us, because that sets us up with Dayton on Saturday, Sunnyside on Monday, and then Tucci on Tuesday.
Wow.
And you've really got to want to play. You know, you've got to really challenge yourself to be ready to play in each of those games.
Hey, that's a district tournament type schedule. That'll be good preparation.
And that's why we did it.
That's great. As we're heading down the stretch and tournament time is coming close. Well, I could visit with you the whole rest of the second half, but we got a great boys game on here right now. It's a 26-22 game. Real quickly, our Dairy Queen player of the game, as I look at the stat sheet, you know, he's got Andrea Wujek, 15 points and 7 boards, Ashley Cox, 10 points, 6 rebounds.
Ashley
Amata did a good job.
Ashley, both Ashleys did some good things for us, but I have a hard time not giving it to Andrea tonight.
She was all over the floor, coast to coast. Yeah. She gets from one end to the other as fast as any player, boy or girl.
Well, we coached her to do that.
Yeah, right. Okay. Coach Duncan.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks very much. All right, we'll be right back with a halftime stat. The Irish trail 26-22, the first time they've trailed at the half this season. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
It's a sign of the times. Banking is going national. More and more local banks are being bought up by national conglomerates, and that means less personalized service for you. At Community Bank, they're the opposite pole on the spectrum. They truly are local money working for local people. At their branches, you'll be treated as an individual with answers to your questions from a real person. See the difference at Community Bank in Pendleton, Hermiston, Milton, Freewater, and Walla Walla. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, look at the stat sheet, very even. I just added up, just got the rebound, 15-15. Turnovers, the sales, 8. Sunnyside just 4, so there's a difference there. Shooting percentage, Sunnyside 44%, the sales 43.5%. So about as close as you can get between two very good teams. Scoring for the Knights. Derek Vandegraaff, starting the center, the 6'3 senior, has 2, 4 points for Jordan Hawk, 5 points for Chad Den Boer, 7 points off the bench for Matthew Hawk, all in the second quarter, 8 points for Andrew Shute, who is very quick off the dribble on the drive. For the Irish, 2 points for Ben Wall, 2 for Nick Richard, 5 each for Casey Wirth and Matt Fazari, and 8 for Michael Richard. Cesar Lopez has not scored, and neither has Nick Conley. They've had a 2 or 3 shots going in and out. Those players had 15 and 13 points respectively when they beat Sunnyside Christian in Sunnyside last year. So the Sunnyside Christian Knights really making it tough on Conley and Lopez. We're underway in the second half. The Irish will have the ball. Down low to Gavin Spees, who starts the second half, and he's fouled. The Knights did a great job taking the ball to the basket onto Sales. The Irish trying to return the favor, and Sean Tudor, the 5'11 senior, seems to be the one player out there who isn't quick enough to keep up with the Sales. He has 3 fouls. Each team committed 6 in the first half. And Gavin Spees hits the free throw. That's the first made free throw for the Sales. The Knights were 2 of 4 from the line in the first half. The Sales is 0 for 3, now 1 for 4. As Gavin gets his first point of the game, he hits them both. It's a 26-24 game. And so the Irish get 2 points off their first second half possession. Jordan Hawk will push it into front court. Now to Shute on the left wing, Nick Richard on him. Now to Vandegraaff. They sag off him. They'll shoot from 14 in and out. Stays out. Gavin Spees with the rebound. To Nick Conley. Nick up the right wing in the corner goes to Michael Richard. Now to Gavin Spees. Draws the defense kick out to Nick Mike Richard. Mike Richard drives the left-handed scoop shot. Won't go. Rebound Tudor. So Michael Richard and Gavin Spees, two players who did not start the game, start the second half, along with Nick Conley, Cesar Lopez, and Nick Richard. Shute with the ball. In the corner goes to Jordan Hawk. Irish down 26-24, 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Shute drives right to left all the way around the horn. He's on the left wing now, up high to Den Boer. And that's what the Knights like to do, a lot of dribble drive. Den Boer from the left corner, shot won't go. Tudor with the rebound out of Hawk. Straight away 15-footer over Spees, and he gets it to fall. That's just a nice shot over good defense. Quick pass up to Spees. He'll shoot the 3, air ball right to Jordan Hawk. 28-24, Knights with the ball in the lead. Tudor deep up the right wing with it. He goes baseline, cut off by Nick Conley, gets it to Vandegraaff, and he lays it in. The Irish just, they invite that baseline drive, and I just can't quite figure out why. That was Vandegraaff on the shot, off the pass, and the Knights, just like that, lead by 6, 30-24. Gavin Spees down low to Michael Richard, up in the air, and he scores it. Michael Richard's got 10. Spees and Michael Richard, a nice little combo. Michael Richard really elevates and puts up the soft left-handed shot. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Vandegraaff outside. They sag way off him. Now to Shute. Shute can't drive. Now gets in the corner to Jordan Hawk. He and Gavin Spees collide. Gavin fell into Hawk, but what happened was his Gavin got tripped by Shute on the screen, and Shute just kind of laughs and hits him in the chest. Gavin fought over the top of the screen. Shute stuck a leg into him. Fees fell down right into Hawk, and that's a tough one for the official, too. Can't watch everything. The foul on Spees, his second. Penetration by Shute, left side. He scores, he's fouled, and Andrew Shute, who had just 2 points last year when these teams play, has 10 now, and every one of them has been on a drive to the basket. That's the third time he's driven on the baseline left side. The foul was on Michael Richard. Is that on Michael Richard? Yes, it was his second. They gave the team foul to Sunnyside Christian. It's supposed to go to DeSales. So Shute will try to complete the three-point play and give the Knights their biggest lead of the game at 7 points, 33-26. So DeSales scored first, but the Knights have scored seven of the last nine here in the second half. Gavin Spees, deep right wing with it. Goes baseline. Reverse left-handed lay-in won't go. Shot it too hard. Shute with the rebound. The Knights really a chance to spread it out here. They could up it to 10 points if they hit a three. They're ahead by seven, with the ball. Vandegraaff, deep left wing. He'll shoot the three, left open. Won't go. Nick Conley with the rebound. And Dean Wagoner just stomps his foot. He didn't want that shot from his 6'3 senior post player. Michael Richards pass out top, tipped away, and then Tudor hits the deck hard. Incidental contact there. He and Nick Conley's feet just got tied up. And it goes out of bounds off the Knights. Tudor, tough senior, gets up off the deck. Gavin sees Mike Richards sit down, and Casey Worth and Ben Wall come in. So Greg Vasari changing up his rotation a little bit there. Nick Conley and Cesar Lopez have not scored in this game. Worth gets it to Lopez. They got to find a way to get him off. Shute steals it from Lopez. Ahead to Jordan Hawk. Hawk up court, stripped by Nick Conley. He saves it to Ben Wall. Great play by Nick Conley. Casey Worth in the front court. He spreads it out on the right wing. Now he'll go baseline right side. Trapped on the baseline. He's got to get out of there. He will to Nick Conley. Nick will drive in, leaves it for Nick Richard, who lays it in. Nice penetration there by Nick Conley. Nick Richard, the beneficiary. Irish back within five at 33-28. Now to Tudor. Down low to Hawk in front of Nick Conley. He lays it in. Nick went for the steal. Hawk pulled it away from him. And the Knights up 35-28. 4:30 to go in the half. Matthew Hawk up off the Knight bench to Lopez. Right on him is Jordan Hawk. Lopez drives in, double pump, shot blocked by Tudor, or by Shute, goes to Jordan Hawk. Jordan just walking up the floor. He's tired. Shute will slow down and let him get into front court. 35-28, Sunnyside with the ball in the lead. Down low to Jordan Hawk, dumps it for Tudor. He lays it in. Greg Vasari might want to think about a timeout here, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 37-28. The first half of this third quarter has been all Sunnyside. They lead by nine when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, the DeSales offensive mentality is we've got five guys that are quicker than your five guys. But against Sunnyside Christian, they found out they've run into a club that matches up with them at both ends of the floor. And Cesar Lopez just can't get going offensively as Dean Wagoner's club, especially Jordan Hawk. And now Matthew Hawk is on Lopez, always keeping a fresh player on Cesar. He's got it in the right corner. Dumps it to Nick Richard on the give-and-go off the screen. That's a pick-and-roll. Nice fundamental play. They set Lopez up on the right wing off the screen. They jumped him. He threw a nice pass to Lopez, or to Nick Richard, on the cut to the basket. Shute picks up his second foul, third on the night. And Nick Richard hits the first free throw. Nick's got three in the quarter, five for the game. Nick's second free throw is also good. Nick hits them both. 37-30. The Irish trail by seven after being down nine before those free throws. Jordan Hawk up high to Den Boer. In the corner, that's Jordan Hawk with the ball. He shoots it from 14. Won't go. Rebound, Casey Wirth. Has a chance to get it back to 5. Casey wants to push. Knight hustle back. In the corner goes to Nick Richards. Wanted to shoot the 3, but he kind of dropped it. Now gets it up high between the circles to Lopez. Back to Wirth. Open for 3. Overshoot. He's got it. Casey Wirth squared up and hit it. So the Irish have scored 5 in a row after the timeout. And it's now down to a 4-point game, 37-33 Sunnyside, 3:13 to go in the third quarter. Matthew Hawk with the ball in the left wing. Cross-court pass to Den Boer. Looks at a 3, won't take it. Down low to Jordan Hawk. Up high to Den Boer. Swing it to Matt Hawk. 3-pointer on the way. Hot down, won't go. Rebound, Jordan Hawk, Nick Richards. That shoot and Nick Richards fight for it. Goes out of bounds. Both players lobby Jack Bailey. And the red shirts or the maroon shirts win, as Jack Bailey says, we'll keep it down here. 3:01 to go in the third. Into Jordan Hawk. Out high to Matt. Deep on the left wing. In the corner, Den Boer. He won't shoot the 3. We've got a foul on Nick Richards. Jordan Hawk setting the screen. And when Nick Richards is in football and he's playing linebacker, you throw that forearm into the blocker. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. But in basketball, that's a foul. So Nick picks up his 2nd. And the Knights will inbound again under their basket down to my right. Den Boer looks to get inbounds, throws it high to Matt Hawk with Nick Conley right on him as he comes down. In the corner now to Jordan Hawk. Irish playing a little zone defense out of this possession. In the corner is Jordan Hawk. Irish down 4. Jordan Hawk has it slapped away, and they say he lost it off his hand. And so the Sunnyside Christian Knights turn it over. Cesar Lopez is going to sit down, and Gavin Spees checks in for him. Michael Richard wants to check in as well, but they say, nope, the ball's in bounds. Derek Vandegraaff, the 6'3 senior for the Knights, also wants to check in. Conley goes between the leg with the dribble. Now to Gavin Spees, deep on the right wing. Long cross-court pass for Wirth. He comes all the way out to the DeSales emblem near half-court to get it. Now to Gavin Spees as Wirth hands it to him off the dribble. Now to Nick Conley on the left wing, looking for a cutter. Zone defense right now by the Knights, and they're extended it out high. Wirth with it, with Tudor sticking a hand in his face. Now passes it off to Nick Conley. Irish being very patient. 2:06 to go in the third. Long cross-court pass to Wirth. Then Boer flies at him. Boer penetrates, tries to dump at the wall, stolen by Shute. Good defensive set for the Knights. They lead 37-33 with the ball. Inside 2 minutes. Down low to Shute, left side. He lays it in, and Shute has got 5 in the quarter, 13 for the game, and he has been too quick down low for DeSales to match up with. Den Boer did a nice job getting the ball to him. Gavin Spees down low, stolen by Shute, and I'll tell you what, Andrew Shute playing a very good ball game at both ends. The Knights with the ball leading by 6, 1:30 to go in the third quarter. Matthew Hawk up high, swinging left side to Tudor, almost loses it, saves it on the sideline to Jordan Hawk to shoot. Shoot goes up on a triple team and scores it. And Andrew Shoot, a personal 4-point run with a steal on the defense. And just like that, the Knights are back up by 8. Nick Conley, little shake and bake on the dribble, and Matt Hawk ties him up. And the arrow is in favor of Sunnyside Christian. A lot of substitutions. On the floor for DeSales right now, Cesar Lopez, Michael Richard, Ben Wall, Gavin Spees, and Casey Wirth. Nick Conley sat down. For the Hawks, it's Matthew Hawk, Chad Den Boer, Shute, Andrew Shute, Tudor, and Vandegraaff as Jordan Hawk gets a break. Andrew Shute's been the guy. He's got 15 points, 7 in the score. There he is in the lane again. He kicks in the corner to Hawk. Hawk goes baseline, gets speeds in the air, won't shoot it. Up high to Tudor. Swing it now to Den Boer. In this right side to Shute. He'll shoot from 15, won't go. Rebound, Cesar Lopez. Here comes Lopez in transition. Shute cuts him off and steals it. Ahead to Den Boer. Andrew Shute is the man right now. Just picked Lopez clean. Den Boer gets the gift lay-in, and now he's got a pass down the other end, and Shute knocks it down. Andrew Shute has come to play. 10-point Sunnyside Christian lead. Andrew Shute is outplaying the entire DeSales team right now. He's everywhere. Inbound to Lopez. Swing it to Wirth. Back to Caesar, high between the circles. Gavin Spees wants it at the foul line. They'll get it to him. Gets it back to Lopez. Den Boer on him. Caesar, no room to drive. Good defense by the Knights. Pass inside for Ben Wall. Knocked away by Vandegraaff. Controlled by Matt Hawk. And that's the difference between these two teams right now, I think. The team defense is better for Sunnyside Christian than the Irish. Matt Hawk, high between the circles. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Knights with a 10-point lead. Hawk fires up a wild three. Lopez with the rebound, and that's the end of the third quarter. An excellent one for Sunnyside Christian. The once-beaten Knights outscore the Irish by 6 in the quarter. They lead by 10 in the game with 8 minutes left on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
Hi, Scott Abadjan for Abadjan Motor Sales in Walla Walla. Winter is upon us, and there is no better way to manage through these slick roads than a sport utility vehicle. With over 30 quality used sport utilities in stock, we have the right vehicle to fit your needs. Like a 99 Chevy Tahoe for $99.95. We have used 4Runners, RAV4s, Sequoias, Suburbans, just about any price range to meet your budget. So if winter driving has got you down, check out Abadjan's used SUV collection. Great prices, great values. Everybody gets a great deal at Abadjan Motor Sales, the beautiful East State, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, Sunnyside Christian has the full package. They are an excellent defensive team, and they can score with a patient offense or in transition. They lead 43-33, outscoring the Irish 17-11 in that third quarter. Andrew shoots 7 of his 15 points, and he gets a much-deserved break sitting right behind his coach, Dean Wagner, who's standing up near half court. Nick Conley, Gavin Spees, Nick Richard, Mike Richard, and Cesar Lopez to start the fourth quarter. The Irish down 10. Obviously have not trailed by this much in a game this year. They get inside to Michael Richard, a little five-footer. He scores them. So the Irish spread out the zone, and Michael Richard scores inside. He's got 12. 8-point lead. Hawk into front court to Tudor, in the corner to Vandegraaff. To Hawk as they break the press. Michael Richard blocks the shot but fouls him on the collision. We'll see if it is on Michael. There are other white shirts in the area. Actually, they call it on Gavin Spees. I thought the block was clean by Michael. And Jordan Hawk, who's 0 for 2 at the line with 8 points, the senior will shoot 2 free throws. He hits the first one. 4 of 6 at the line are the Knights. The Irish are 4 of 7. They were a perfect 4 for 4 in the third quarter after missing all 3 of their first half opportunities. Hawk's second one off the mark. Vandegraaff tries to sneak in there after the rebound and can't control it. Out of bounds to the Irish. 9-point lead for Sunnyside. The Irish with the ball. The Sales being out rebounded 20-19 after three quarters. That stat just handed to me. Nick Conley, left side all by himself against that very aggressive extended zone defense by the Knights. Baseline shot by Spees won't go. Richard tries to keep it alive. That's Michael, but Vandegraaff got it. Now to Den Boredom, Matthew Hawk. Everybody has contributed for the Knights in this game. Matthew Hawk had a big second quarter. Andrew Schutz had a big game. Down low to Vandegraaff, the 6'3 senior, can't get Nick Richard in the air. He kicks it to Dembor in the corner to Tudor. 6:45 to go. Knights with the ball and a 9-point lead, and they have proven they can be very patient in the offense. Jordan Hawk on the left wing drives all the way to the rack. Can't hit the shot. Gets his own rebound. Goes up strong. They say no basket before the shot somehow. They'll see what's on. The foul's on Nick Conley, who grabbed him as he got the rebound. Boy, that would have been a tough one for the Irish to take. Hawk single-handedly drove to the basket, got his own rebound twice, and almost had a chance to get a three-point play there. But instead, they'll possess the ball. They get it to Vandegraaff in the corner to Dembor for three. Off the iron won't go. Tudor with the backside rebound. He'll pull it out now to Vandegraaff. Vandegraaff double-team stripped by Nick Conley. Fouled, I think, by Nick Conley. We'll see who they say it's on. Number 3, Nick Conley with the foul. 6 on DeSales, just 2 fouls in the second half on the Knights. Gavin Spees is going to check out. And the Knights will inbound again. They lob it into Jordan Hawk, kick in the corner to Dembor. Up high to Matthew Hawk. to Den Boer. Swing it to Van de Graaff. The Knights being very patient offensively. They pull it way out near half court to Hott. Swing it to Jordan Hott in the lane to Van de Graaff. Turns from 5 feet and scores it over Casey Wirth. Van de Graaff at 6'3", Wirth at 5'11". 11-point lead for the Knights, their biggest of the game. 46-35, 5:50 to go. Irish undefeated, ranked number 3. Nick Conley dumps it down low to Casey Wirth. He gets Van de Graaff in the air and draws the foul. The Knights 13-1, ranked number 6. But that'll change a little bit if this fourth quarter plays out the way the most of this second half has. It's a 4-point game at the half. The Knights outscored DeSales 17-11 in the third quarter. It's now 3-3 in the fourth quarter as Wirth hits the free throw. Tudor sits down. And Shute checks back in. Casey hits both free throws. Here we come the other way. Den Boer, three on the right wing. He's got it. 10 points for him. The Knights are the real deal. Nick Conley backs it on the right wing. Long cross-court pass to Casey Wirth. Cesar Lopez. Cesar been shut out tonight, as has Nick Conley, the two players that did the most damage to the Knights last year when DeSales won up at Sunnyside. Jordan Hott knocks it away from Michael Richards. Michael's leading DeSales scorer with 12 points. Nick Conley gets it to Lopez. Jordan Hawk right on him. Cesar has had no room all night. Swing it to Wirth. In the lane, jump stop. Loses it. Knocked away by Matt Hawk. Van de Graaff got it. DeSales turns it over. DeSales just, they take their dribble, and then when nothing's open, it's like they don't know what to do. They're used to just beating guys off the dribble at will, and they can't do it to the Hawks. They're a good defensive team. They're there to help each other. Van de Graaff, kick out to Hawk. Has a bounce off his forehead, but he's got it back. 4:47. The Knights with the ball and a 12-point lead. Irish a 37 points. Most games this year, they've had that at the half. But the last four or five games, the Irish have struggled offensively. They're struggling offensively tonight against a very good defensive team. Really patient on the offense are the Knights. Hawk won't take the three down low to shoot. Splits the double team, misses the shot. Rebound Nick Richards. Now to Nick Conley up the right wing. In the right corner it goes to Michael Richards. He spins baseline, tough 16-footer, won't go, but he's fouled by Van de Graaff. And Michael Richards, very offensive-minded, and somebody's going to have to be, and he can certainly create. And that's the way DeSales is going to have to get back into this, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 4:11 to go in the game. 49-37, Sunnyside up by 12. Michael Richard will try to cut into that from the free throw line when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Been into LNG lately? They've got a newly expanded section of work clothing that'll make you wonder why you would shop anywhere else. LNG carries the best of the best work clothing by Carhartt. From coats to jackets, shirts to vests, bibs to overalls, if the apparel carries the Carhartt name, the performance will be legendary. And if you can't find the Carhartt article you're looking for at LNG, they'll gladly order it for you. LNG Ranch Supply, 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Now, the Irish are definitely capable of making big offensive runs, and they're going to need to pull off a run or two here. As they trail 49-37 with 4:11 to go. Michael Richards' left-handed free throw is up and good. Rolls and drops. The 6'1 sophomore, 13 points to lead the sales in scoring. Second free throw is also good. Both of them look good. Michael's having a good game. Lopez tries for the steal and the inbound can't get it. Now Matthew Hawk with it. The sales not pressing nearly as much as I kind of thought they would. They haven't really pressed the whole game. Now the Knights running a weave, dribbling out high around the arc. Now Matthew Hawk penetrates a little bit, kick it back out to Den Boer. They'll run some clock, leading by 10. Spees slaps it away from Van de Graaff out of bounds. Gavin Spees is on the floor along with Nick Conley, Cesar Lopez, Mike Richard, and Casey Wirth. Shute, Jordan Hawk, Den Boer, and Derek Van de Graaff, four starters along with Matthew Hawk, 5'11 junior who plays a lot. His 7 points in the second quarter were big. He drives in and lays it in all the way from between the circles to the front of the rim without a challenge, and Matthew Hawks got 9. 51-39. Worth a deep three. Off the mark, won't go. And Nick Conley steals it from Jordan Hawk on the inbound, on the rebound, and gets it to Lopez in the corner. He hits a three. Let's see what happens. And we've got a foul. No basket. And a three-second violation. Whoa, that's a tough, tough call. Nick Conley zipped underneath, ripped it away from Jordan Hawk, passed it out to Lopez, and as he launched the three, the whistle blew. So tough luck for Lopez. His first basket of the game wiped out on the three-second violation. 51-39 Hawks, or Knights. They pass it to Hawk, shoot on the drive, and he catches and scores it. He's got 17, and the Knights starting to run away from DeSales. Outscored him 17-11 in the third quarter. They're outscoring him 10-6 here in the fourth. Michael Richard on the dribble now, deep right corner to Conley. Down low to Worth. Turns from 5 feet, and he's got it. Casey's got 12. 53-41. Steal on the inbound. Shot won't go. Nick Conley tries to get Hawk in the air, and he's fouled hard, and they call an intentional foul. Hawk just kind of grabbed him by the shoulders and threw him down. They call it an intentional foul, and basically what happened is he fought for it a couple times, and then Hawk just grabbed him by the shoulders and threw him down. We've got a timeout on the floor. Dean Wagoner wants to settle things down. 2:38 to go in the game, 53-41, but the Irish are at the free throw line when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's nothing more exasperating than needing to have your car, truck, or RV towed. Unless, of course, it's a dead battery. Or locking your keys in the car with the engine running. Next time any of these needs surface in your life, call Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental at 525-1680. Lightfoot's has been providing 24-hour emergency roadside assistance for more than 35 years now. And with cellular dispatching, their trucks will get to you faster to get you up and running again quickly. It's time to expect more from a towing company. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, 525-1680.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Dean Wagoner, a little frustrated there, wants to talk to Blue Mountain League officials. And he said, hey, he grabbed him with both arms by the shoulder and shoved him down. It's, an intentional foul doesn't necessarily mean it's malicious. It just means you fouled the player without making an honest attempt to block the shot. And that's what Hawk did. He was frustrated because Nick Conley had ripped the rebound away from him twice, so he just grabbed Conley by the shoulders and shoved him down. He fouled him on purpose, and that's what an intentional foul is. Conley hits them both, and the important thing about it is the Irish will get the ball back. So they're down 10 with the ball, a chance to have a four-point player. Okay. I think the Blue Mountain League official needs to say, Dean, if you want to keep talking about this, take another timeout. They get it squared away. And the Irish will inbound. In the corner goes to Nick Conley, to Gavin Spies. In the corner to Lopez. Three on the way, partially blocked by Vandegraaff. And then Hawks got it underneath, and he's fouled. And DeSales is going to have to start fouling. It's on Gavin Spies, his fourth, and that puts the sales over the limit. Hawk hit one of two a moment ago. He's one of four for the game, and he hits the front end of the one and one here. He's in double figures now at 10 points. 54-43, the Knights' lead is up to 11. They have five team fouls. Second one no good. Vandegraaff sneaks into the lane and gets the rebound to shoot. Out to Den Boer. So the Irish break down fundamentally there. Nobody blocked out Vandegraaff, and now Spies will foul Hawk. And that's five on Gavin Spies. And Hawk will go right back to the free throw line. So a tough break there for DeSales. And this is what both these coaches want out of this non-leaguer. They want to see how they stack up, and right now the Irish have got some things to work on to play at the level of the Sunnyside Christian Knights. Their team defense needs a shake-up, I think. Countless drives all the way to the basket by the Knights tonight. whereas when Lopez and company tried to drive the basket, there was always a Knight there to help. So they can look at this film and see what they've got to do fundamentally on defense. And Hawk hits the front end of the 1-1, and now Dean Wagner will pull his guys off the line. The only way the Irish are going to get back into this one is fouls. And he hits them both, 56-43. 13-point Sunnyside Christian lead with 2:15 to go in the game. In the right corner, Michael Richard against that extended zone defense, and they can extend it even further now. In the lane to Nick Richard, a little five-footer, he's got it. And timeout Greg Fazzari as Nick Richard hits the shot in the lane. 45-56, our score. It's a full timeout. So with 2:05 to go in the game, the Knights of Sunnyside Christian have an 11-point lead, 56-45 with the basketball when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Talk about bad luck. First, one of the kids left the dome light on in the car, needed to be jumped the next morning before I could get to work. Then the wife locked her keys in the car and needed expert help getting the door open without damage. Then we needed a rental car after our own car broke down the day before our trip to the in-laws for the holidays. Each time, we called the same place, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental. No, we haven't needed a tow for a while, but you can guess who we'd call. Lightfoot's Towing at 525-1680. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Oh, I asked Josh Richard, who runs a laptop computer that does all the sales stats, what's the shooting percentages now? Sunnyside is up near 50% after 44 at the half. The Irish are at 43. And Sunnyside's shot chart's got to look real good. Everything right in close. The Irish have got to press, try to steal the inbound. If they don't get the steal, they've got to start fouling and hope the Knights miss some free throws. Nick Conley, Nick Richards, Cesar Lopez, Casey Worth, and Michael Richard on the floor. They get it inbound to Matthew Hawk. They trap him in the corner, and they foul him. And they call it on Nick Richard, his third. That's 9 on to Sales. So this is the last time that the Knights will have to hit the front end of a 1-1. Matt Hawk has 9 points, a 5'11 junior, had 7 big points in the second quarter, where they erased a 1-point deficit to outscore the Sales by 5. He misses a free throw, but Jordan Hawk gets the rebound. Irish, the second time they have not blocked out on a rebound. Dembor to Jordan Hawk. Out to Matthew Hawk. Now the Irish have got a chase and foul. Dembor with it. They don't want to foul him. Now Jordan Hawk with it. Lopez strips, but fouls him. And Jordan Hawk will make his 5th trip to the free throw line tonight. He is 4 of 8 from the line. He is 4 of 6 in this quarter. He hit both ends of a 1-1 a moment ago. That's the 10th foul on the Sales, so he'll shoot 2 with a minute 46 to go. He misses the first one. 11-point Knight lead. They pull their players off the line. Hands up, no foul, says Dean Wagoner, and the second one is good by Hawk. Irish have got to start hitting the threes. 1:40 to go. In the corner, Casey Worth, wide open for 3. Off the iron, won't go. Tipped by Nick Richard. Great effort. Ball still is going to go out of bounds, they say, off Jordan Hawk. They got the guy they wanted with a good look, but Casey couldn't find the range. Cesar Lopez will inbound, a minute 35 to go. Irish down 12. Lopez still looking. Still looking, goes out high to Nick Richard, just over the outstretched reach of Dembor. Now to Casey Worth. Spots up for 3. Off the iron, won't go. Lopez with the rebound. Spins inside. Trap. Kick out to Nick Conley. Goes in the lane. Kick out for Worth. 3 on the way again. This one's good. And timeout, Greg Fazzari. 57-48, our score. Full timeout. So we'll break away for 30 seconds on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
1:21 to go in the game. The Sales down 57-48. They've committed 10 fouls. The Knights have committed just 5. The Irish have to go shopping at the three-point line from here on out. Casey Ward took him about 3 tries, but he got one to go. His third of the game. He's got 15 points. The Irish got to get a steal on the inbound and then a foul. And instead, they go ahead of the pack to Jordan Hawk, and he lays it in. The Irish pressure in front court. Hawk goes coast to coast, receives a pass from Shute, and lays it in. Nice assist by Shute. Lopez tripped up between Denbor, and he's called for traveling as he slips and falls. And Cesar Lopez had a hard, tough night. He hit 1 3-pointer the whole game, and that was wiped out by a 3-second call as the ball left his hand. Denbor gets it inbound, and Nick Conley pressures him. They get in the front court to Hawk. Hawk and Worth collide. No call. Shute goes up for the shot, blocked at the rim by Lopez, but the foul is called. Andrew Shute had that great baseball pass to hit Jordan Hawk in stride. Now he'll shoot 2 free throws. That's Lopez's 2nd foul. And Andrew Shute, in my opinion, the player of the game for Sunnyside Christian, 17 points. Hits the free throw. He's got 18. 60-48. There's 60 points, the most the Sales has given up this season. The 48th, the least they've scored all season. Shute misses the 2nd one. Richard to Nick Conley to Worth. He'll fire the 3 over Jordan Hawk. He's got it. Another Greg Fazzari timeout. Casey Worth keeping it interesting. It's a 3-possession game at 60-51. We'll keep it here. And the Sunnyside Christian guys are saying, what are you guys doing? Stay out on that guy. They're all saying, who's got number 10? Casey Worth, a high rainbow shot. But a lot's going to have to go right for DeSales here in the final minute. Actually, the final 50.7 seconds. The Knights are missing just enough free throws to keep it interesting, and Casey Worth is hitting just enough threes. He's scored 10 in the quarter, 18 for the game. And he's been the beneficiary of the fact that the Knights have been all over Cesar Lopez defensively tonight. The Irish will press the inbound. They gave up an easy bucket a moment ago. Now Michael Richard playing center field. They will not pressure Shute, the inbounder. Nick Conley knocks it away from Jordan Hawk, and Hawk travels. Conley knocks it away from him. Hawk grabbed it and then stutter stepped as he tried to keep from falling out of bounds. 49 and a half seconds left. The Irish will inbound underneath. Where's Casey Worth? He's way out near half court. They throw it to him out there. He's not quite in range there. He'll dribble up and shoot it over Vandegraaff. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped. Ball's loose. Michael Richard can't save it. He goes 8 rows up from the bleacher. Everybody gets out of the way. Casey Worth shot the long one, and Vandegraaff was right in his face. Irish will try to steal it again on the inbound. Shute to get it in, knocked away by Michael Richards. Saved by Nick Conley. Nick Conley kick out to Lopez. 3 on the way, off the mark, won't go. Michael Richards with the rebound to Lopez. They've got to get behind the arc. Finds Casey Worth on the right side. Here's it on the way. He's got it. 27.8 seconds to go. Fazzari's out of timeout. We've got a whistle and a foul. It's a 6-point game. Cesar Lopez, how did he find Worth? And Casey Worth is just drilling him late. You can see in his eyes, he's got it going. The foul is on Casey Worth. We've got a timeout by Dean Wagoner. Well, it took quite a while for this to get really exciting. 24.9 seconds left. We'll see what type of timeout it is. It's just a 30-second one, so we'll keep it here. Casey Worth has hit 3 straight 3-pointers. The Irish are down 11. And in those 3 straight threes, the Knights have hit just 1 free throw. So the Irish have outscored them 9-1 to cut it to 6 points. That's 2 3-pointers. If the Knights miss both these free throws, the Irish have got a great chance. If not, if they make at least one of them, the first one's the one that really matters because that makes it a 3-possession game. It'll be Jordan Hawk at the free throw line for the 5th time tonight. He is 5-for-8 here in the fourth quarter, 5-for-10 for the game. He has 15 points. These come with 24.9 seconds left. And the first one falls off the front iron. He'll have the second one coming. Second one is also off the front iron. Here come the Irish. Nick Conley in the front court. To Nick Richards. Three-pointer straight away. Off the iron, won't go. Dimbor has a rebound taken away by Cesar Lopez, but he can't save it. 14.6 seconds, six-point game. Well, the Irish got what they wanted. Two missed free throws, but they couldn't hit the three at the other end. Shute wants a timeout as he couldn't get it inbounds. Well, there's a lot of fight in the DeSales Irish, but maybe a little too late as they really let the Knights take the game to them in the middle two and a half quarters. Outscored 15-10 in the second quarter, 17-11 in the third quarter, and until the desperation Casey Worth threes, the Irish being outscored in the fourth quarter. But this will give them some confidence, and they can build on it here. The Irish coming into this game undefeated. They need 2 3-pointers and some help from the Knights here in the final 14.6 seconds to force overtime. I've seen it happen in about this much time. I remember the Irish scored 7 points at the district tournament to beat Pico Oakdale. A couple of threes, one by Brian Lindgren. I think both by Brian Lindgren. Then Pat Berry was fouled with no time on the clock and hit the winner. Now the inbound to Den Borey is fouled by Nick Conley. 9/10 of a second go off the clock, and Den Borey will shoot 2 free throws. I think the Irish feel he is their purest shooter, and I think so does Gene Wagoner, as he made sure they got it inbounds to him. Den Borey has 10 points. He's hit a couple threes and a big buzzer beater at the half. Put the Irish, the Knights up 26-22. And he hits the free throw, and that, with 13.7 seconds to go, will about do it. The Irish need 3 possessions now to get it. Second free throw is in and out. Rebound Michael Richards. Up court to Nick Conley. He'll push it, get it to Lopez. Deep three right side, backboard, nothing else. Then board the rebound. Nick Conley will foul him. That's 4 on Nick Conley. So this is one of those games where you won't know how hectic the last minute was when you see the final score, but it's also a game where I think the Knights deserve to win it by what the final margin will probably be. For most part, they outplayed the sales at both ends, but that's why you play these non-leaguers, like I said before. Now the coaching staff will probably have the attention of their players a lot better in practice, and the Irish will just have to improve. Tim Boer hits the first free throw. 5 seconds left, 8-point game now. The Sales boys will lose their first contest of the season. Den Borey hits them both. Casey Worth will bring it across the timeline and throw up one more from just across half court. It won't go, and that's the ball game. The Knights and the Sales boys, their first defeat, 63-54. It's a great rivalry between these two teams. A couple years ago, the Lance Den Borey leading scorer in the state of Washington all time. They came in here undefeated and ranked number one. The Sales knocked them off on this floor. Both teams highly regarded, and hopefully they'll see each other in Spokane here in about a month. A little over a month, I guess. Well, we'll be back with the totals after the first DeSales boys defeat tonight by a score of 63-54 on 100.7 FM. KHSF.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
As I drive the lonesome road, I recall a tale of old. The day my heart and how we met as I merged right.
You idiot!
It was destiny, for we both had farmers insurance and would soon be back on the road.
Move it, moron!
Oh, how she burns for me.
Farmers, get you back where you
belong. In Walla Walla, see Bill
Urego. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Bill, as is customary, the Irish Pep Band entertaining the fans in concert style, and it was an entertaining doubleheader. The girls won 52-48. Casey Worth launched a valiant three-point barrage late in the fourth quarter, but the Irish can't beat a very good Sunnyside Christian Knight boys team. The Irish lose it 63-54. It was a very good first half. The Irish took a 12-11 lead at the end of the first quarter on a Casey Worth buzzer beater after Nick Conley stole the ball on a rebound away from the Knights as they tried to outlet it. He hit Worth. Casey hit the three. Okay. Then the Knights outscored DeSales 15-10 in the second quarter. Chad Denboer, a buzzer beater at the end of the first half to give the Knights a four-point lead. Then in the third quarter, Sunnyside Christian starts to stretch it out. Andrew Shute, several drives to the basket. He scored seven in the quarter, and the Knights outscored DeSales 17-11 in the third quarter to lead by 10 going into the fourth quarter. They led by as many as 13. The Irish got it down to 10, and then Casey Worth got hot. He hit three straight three-pointers. DeSales got some steals. The Knights missed enough free throws to make it interesting, and the Irish score 21 points in the fourth quarter. The Knights score 20 as they stretched it back out with free throws down the stretch. So a very good ball game. The Irish lose their first game, fall to 12-1. The Knights go to 14-1, and I'm guessing they and DeSales might switch places in the rankings when the polls come out next week. The Irish are ranked third. The Knights were ranked sixth. We'll take one more break, come back, and give you the scoring totals and wrap things up here on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For more than 50 years now, Dale Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Low-pressure salespeople, high customer satisfaction ratings, and tightly controlled overhead. Just a few of the reasons why Dale Graves has been a community leader in the automobile business for so long. Dale Graves, Inc. Pontiac Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
Buying a used car isn't as tough as you might think. Hi, this is Kirk Williams from Your Ford Connection. At Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla, we pride ourselves in having the best pre-owned selection at our two locations. We show you the wholesale book so you can make an informed decision and always get a deal that you can be proud of. And we accept all trade-ins. We have certified sales professionals and master certified technicians, which means better service before and after your purchase. Find better cars, better deals, and better service at Pendleton Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Ford of Walla Walla. Your Ford Connection.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back for the final time here at DeSales High School as we're running down some stats here. Sunnyside Christian shoots 50% and commits just 8 turnovers, 4 in each half. DeSales shoots 40%, commits 8 turnovers in each half for a total of 16. So the Knights shoot better percentage. They got a lot of close-in shots, and they took care of the ball much better than the Irish did. 8 turnovers to 16. Scoring for the Knights, only 3. Well, I didn't finish that. Well, I'm going to add them up and talk as I go. 9 points for Matthew Hawks. The junior off the bench for Sunnyside had 7 in the second quarter. 2 points for Sean Tudor. 13 for Chad Denboer, the 6'3 junior, including 3 of 4 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. 18 points for Andrew Shrews. He drove baseline, he drove down the middle, he shot the mid-range jumper. The 6'1 senior had an excellent game for his 18 points. He was also 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Jordan Hawk, a 6'1 senior, very physical player, got a lot of free throw opportunities, and he hit just enough of them. He had 8 points after 3 quarters and then scored 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 in the fourth quarter for 15 points. He went to the line 5 times in the fourth quarter and hit 5 of 9, only 5 of 11 free throw shooting for him in the quarter. And Derek Vandegraaff, a 6'3 senior, he had 6 points for the game. for their total of 63. Free throw shooting for the Knights. 3 of 5, 4 of 6, 4 of 7, 5 of 8, 5 of 9, 6 of 10, 6 of 11, 7 of 12, 8 of 13, 8 of 14, 8 of 15, 8 of 16, 9 of 17 in the fourth quarter, 12 of 22 for the game. They did not close out very well from the free throw line, but they hit just enough of them. Scoring for DeSale, Nick Conley, 2 points. 2 points for Gavin Spees, 2 points for Ben Wall, 5 points for Matt Fazari, 8 points for Nick Richard, 14 points for Michael Richard, and Casey Wirth leads all scorers with 21 points. He hit 5 3-point field goals, 3 in a row, in that desperate comeback in the final minute. He had 13 points in the fourth quarter, so he had 3 threes, a 2, and 2 for 2 at the line in the fourth quarter for Casey Wirth. But the most important name is the one I didn't mention in the score column, Cesar Lopez, the 5'10 senior, averaging just under 14 points a game, held scoreless by a very good team defensive effort by the Sunnyside Christian Knights. The Irish shoot a perfect 6 of 6 from the line in the fourth quarter, 10 of 13 for the game. As I mentioned, the shooting percentages, Sunnyside Christian 50%, DeSales just 40%. The Knights also out-rebound DeSales 30 to 26. Caesar and Nick Richard each had 6 rebounds to lead DeSales in that category. For the Knights, Derek Vandegraaff, the 6'3 senior, had 8 rebounds to go with 6 points. And Jordan Hawk had 7 rebounds and 6 rebounds for Andrew Shute. So 18 points and 6 boards for the talented Andrew Shute. And they're a very talented club. Their bench isn't as deep, but they've got 6 guys. The 5 starters are Matthew Hawk off the bench that are as good as anybody, I think. They lack a little bit of height, but they were definitely better than DeSales tonight, 63-54. The Irish will have to learn from this one as they drop their first game of the year. They're at 12-1. The Knights go to 14-1. So that's the tale of the tape. I know we've got all our advertisements in, so thanks to all our great sponsors. Thank you for listening. Our next action, it will be Friday at Tri-City Prep in Pasco, girls at 6, boys at 7:30. And then the Irish are on the road again Saturday at Dayton, girls at 5, boys at 6:30. And then add that game to your schedule. Tim Duncan mentioned it at halftime of the boys contest. We lost a doubleheader with Heppner due to weather earlier this year. Heppner was not able to find a date to reschedule it. The Sunnyside Christian girls were looking for a game, so the Lady Irish will travel to Sunnyside on Monday. So look at this stretch for the DeSales girls starting this weekend. On the road in Pasco Friday, on the road in Dayton Saturday, on the road to Sunnyside Monday, at home versus Touche Tuesday. So a big stretch of games for Tim Duncan, and he's kind of excited about it. It's almost like a district tournament time as far as the schedule, the travel, and playing games on back-to-back nights. So the Irish boys, they'll have to regroup after their loss. The Irish girls got the win 52-48. Our Dairy Queen player of the game for the girls, is Andrea Wujek, coast to coast, all over the place, the 5'10 senior, 15 points and 7 rebounds. And for the boys, got to go with Casey Wirth. When it was the chips were down and they needed somebody to make a play, Casey Wirth gave his best effort, 13 points in that fourth quarter, too little, too late. An honorable mention would go to Michael Richard. I thought the 6'1 sophomore did some good things. He had 14 points in the game. But the Irish are going to have to find a way to get offense going against a very good defensive club as Sunnyside Christian is, and they've got to find a way to stop the drive to the basket because the Knights were very good at taking the ball to the hole on this evening here from DeSales. Well, that's going to about wrap it up. The girls go to 10-4. The boys drop to 12-1, their first loss of the season. Great job back at the studio by Daniel. Thank you for listening. Thanks to all our great sponsors one more time. And until Friday, from Tri-City Prep's Gymnasium in Pasco, Washington, for the girls' game at 6, this is Mike Spees saying God bless. Enjoy the rest of your week. And we'll send it back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, LNG Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zaring Insurance, Post Atlantic Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bancorp Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.